very special guest joining us in the studio now, Matt Stevens from the East Point Junior Football Netball Club. You've come in here and you've brought show and tell, Matt. How are you this morning?
Well, thanks, Jules. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
I've brought the jumper in with us.
Yeah. Now, the jumper is, of course, because this weekend you've got the Indigenous round and it's East Point under 17 footballers taking on Sebastopol.
Correct.
Yep. And this round's been going on for many years now, but this is the first year that you've actually got a jumper to, I don't know, honour the round.
Absolutely, Jules. So from a Ballarat football perspective, that they've been having an Indigenous round for many years.
Yeah.
This is the first year that East Point Junior Football Netball Club at the 17 level have instigated or celebrated with the round with a jumper.
And with the jumper, this has been designed by a member of your club?
Absolutely. So Delroy Tranter, who was a player in the 2018 side, as we came into the Indigenous round that year, he asked if he and his dad, who's an Indigenous designer, painter, could actually design a jumper. The timelines were just too short.
Yeah.
And so the club was very supportive. It just didn't quite happen. And then as a result of COVID and other activities over the last few years, this is the first year that the club's been able to get to order the jumper early enough.
Incredible.
I love it. So can you describe the picture on it? Because it's
beautiful.
It's quite
beautiful,
striking.
Pattern.
You've got obviously your East Point colours of the blue, red and white. But can you describe the actual picture?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a predominantly blue jumper with a white cross through the middle. In the middle is a dingo paw, so the traditional dog. I've been told by David that it's the paw of the dog because the animal can't be drawn because it's sacred.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's something I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
Or we hadn't thought of. Running up above the paw and below the paw are ewes, which are the footprints of the dog. And then out to the left and to the right are red dots, which are celebrating the dreaming component to it. So each component of the jumper has a special meaning. And then obviously around the rims, the Indigenous colours.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh yes. Right here.
Oh, I didn't even notice
it's yellow, right? Black,
correct.
Yellow and red?
Yes.
That is gorgeous. And the fact that one of your guys and his father designed this for the players to wear, that must make the team feel pretty special and they must wear it with a lot of pride.
Yeah, absolutely. I was fortunate enough to coach that side. So back in 2018 and having Delroy and a few of the other boys, Tyrone Holt and a few boys who were very passionate about celebrating Indigenous round this way.
Yeah.
And I know we've got a number of Indigenous boys this year playing in the side, but also through the senior club. And they're amazingly proud and to be able to wear the jumper for the very first time. And I know their communities are very proud of them as well.
Beautiful. It's good to see. It's good to see that clubs are, participating in this to the full effect. Now, obviously, with the Indigenous round, you do all the procedures. All the proceedings. You know, like with the proper ceremonies,
the
welcomings,
welcome to country, and everything like that.
So everything starts tonight. So we have we have guest speakers.
Yep.
So a couple of the senior players are coming down. Indigenous senior players are coming down to speak to the boys.
Beautiful.
We'll have a jumper presentation, which is great, followed by dinner at the club. On Sunday, we've got welcome to country. We've also got a smoking ceremony, which is fantastic. And I'd like to also mention So Sebastopol have been a very strong advocate in the Indigenous space for a long time. They have jumpers as well, which is
sensational. Great, yeah.
And they've also gone that step further. They're quite mature in this space and are wearing netball dresses as well. So Sebastopol have been a very strong supporter of this round for many years, but also in the relationships between the Narelle Crom and Leanne Williams in terms of the committees.
Good to see.
This is going to be fantastic. If anyone would like to head along to the game this Sunday, can they just rock up at Eastern Oval and buy the tickets at the gate, or they need to pre-buy tickets?
No tickets required.
No tickets.
We won't get that bigger crowd.
Oh, right.
Come on, let's go. Let's get everyone there.
So the reserves grade starts at approximately 1:30, and both grades will be celebrating Indigenous round. The ceremonies and the smoking will all take place between the two games.
Yeah.
But in terms of the representation from the jumpers and the players, it kicks off at 1:30 with the senior game kicking off at 3:15.
Beautiful.
Brilliant.
Well, good luck to you, and this is awesome to see. I kind of want to buy a jersey. I would love to wear that. I don't support any local teams, though. Maybe I need to jump on board.
East Point.
Yeah.
Well, I do see you've got the Bomber colours on, so maybe you might be a Bomber.
Oh, this is New Zealand. This is rugby. Different sport. I'm sorry.
So we won't go there.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much.
Exactly
right.
Matt Stevens, coach from East Point Junior Football Club. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jules.